Today, Be'ez Hashem, learn Daf Chaf Dalet and start Perek Eim Akdishin, the seventh Perek of Masechtas Erechim. Some of the topics we're learning about today include: Ein lebiksus ishtei ubonav. The gizbar cannot collect from someone's wife or children's clothing or from items made or bought for them. Ein lehektish ele mekayme v'shaite. When we evaluate something or someone's worth for Erechim or for Hektish, we assess them according to their present value in their present location. The seventh Perek starts with Hamakdish Shtei Achuza, halachas of one who consecrates ancestral land that was passed down by inheritance from the original division of Eretz Yisrael and then redeems it, including Pachis Mishtei Shanim, whether one can consecrate land less than 2 years before the Yevil, Hamakdish Sadeyu Bishnas HaYevil Atzma, whether one can consecrate a field during the Yevil year, Hiktish Shtayim Vashalash Shanim Lefnei HaYevil Nisen Sela Upundyan, one redeems a Shtei Achuza that measures a base kor at the rate of one Sela and one Pundyan per year. Shnas Chamishim Oil Lekan Ulekan. Yehuda holds that the Yevil year counts as both the 50th year of the previous cycle and the first year of the next cycle. Therefore, there are only 49 years per cycle, and so each year is worth a sela and a punyan. E mechashvin chadoshim lehektish, aval hektish mechashvin chadoshim. Regarding hektish, we do not calculate partial years by counting individual months. However, hektish itself calculates the months when this is to their benefit.